Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Wealth and Wisdom Radio Show. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling, and I'm happy to be with you and back on the air. I notice, oh my gosh, we already have callers calling in. Okay, hold on. We'll get to you. I am pleased to see many of my loyal listeners and new listeners in the chat room, and I want to thank you so much for coming back and being a part of this show. I've missed doing the Wealth and Wisdom Hour. It's been a while, but I wanted to share with you, too, that this is the new upgraded version. It is the 2.0, the Wealth and Wisdom Radio 2.0 show. So from the previous show, I think you'll find a lot of things will be the same in terms of I'll have amazing guests that will share with you and inspire you to manifest wealth and wisdom. And as you know and recall from my previous shows, I was able to talk with people about how they personally manifested wealth and wisdom in their own life. And, you know, that's really was the goal of my show, to always have a feel of like you're sitting in the living room with us and just having a conversation about life and all the things that matter to us. And that is the format that I'll continue with going forward as well. I'm going to have Doreen Virtue back on the show in February, and Sonia Choquette will be joining me January 19th. So we're going to have another terrific lineup. The only difference with the show will be that instead of weekly, the show will be on air every other Wednesday. Same time, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so that will be the same. And the difference, too, is that it will only run for 45 minutes as opposed to an hour. Now, if you miss a show, we will post the shows on iTunes as podcasts, and you can also go to my website, which is www.thewealthquest.com, and listen to the archives. So that being said, and before I have a terrific guest today, before I introduce her, I also wanted to share with you that my goal for the show going forward is to help people see in their lives and within themselves what they can do in order to really make changes in their life. You know, oftentimes I'll get emails from people that, gosh, it kind of sounds like they're being a bit of a victim, how things are happening to them in their life. And I know with the law of attraction that, yes, things can happen in our lives that we have no control over. And I've had that experience in my life this year. Personally, I've had a really difficult year when my mother passed away unexpectedly. She went to sleep and didn't wake up, which really I think is one of the better ways to go when you get to go. But it was really difficult. You know, I wasn't prepared, and there were things that I really wanted to say to her before she left that I didn't get a chance to. But interestingly enough, as I was preparing for the show today, a bird, which birds were her favorite little animals, flew to my window, sat on the windowsill, and just started talking, for lack of a better word, just talking and talking and talking. And then it turned its little head and looked, it peered into me, looking directly into my eye with its right eye. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is incredible. I can't believe this is happening. And in that very moment, I felt like I had made a connection with her. So I don't know, for some of you, this may sound a little far out, but for me, it was really, really comforting to know that everything's going to be okay, you know, and sometimes in our life that we need little signs like that and clues to help us kind of get through challenging times. So that's been my journey this year. That's another reason that I actually stopped the radio show. But I've done my work. I'm back to being excited again to share with you new things that I discovered, because during that time that I wasn't doing the show, I was researching for my new book, which is The Alchemy of True Success, and that comes out January 16th of next year. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to sharing with you what I learned with that, and I'll let you know more about that as the time approaches. So without further ado, I want to share with you who my terrific guest is today, and I'm bringing her bio up, but my computer screen just went dark. Here we go. Her name is Lisa Kay, and she is a highly sought-after intuitive counselor and spiritual teacher. She has helped thousands of people around the world through her personal intuitive coaching sessions online and also in person. She does workshops, and she has a fantastic radio show that I really enjoy listening to. It's called Between Heaven and Earth, and she hosts it monthly, and it presents a variety of topics on everyday spirituality. Lisa is a certified angel therapy practitioner and a sixth sensory practitioner, and she is listed in Bob Olson's Best Psychic Directory, which I believe it because she's fantastic. We had a chance to get to know each other over the last 4 or 5 months, and I've really enjoyed getting to know her. The neat thing, too, about Lisa is not only does she have a tremendous spiritual belief, but she's also highly educated. She holds a degree in electrical engineering from Columbia University, a psychobiology degree from the State University of New York, a master's in project management from George Washington, and is a PhD candidate at the University of Metaphysical Sciences. So I am really pleased to have Lisa on the show today, and that is the reason that because of her background, her diverse background in terms of being in metaphysics, but also having a corporate background and being highly educated in the science behind the law of attraction and why we attract what we do. So, Lisa, welcome.
Thank you, Jane. It's such a pleasure to be here on your show. Thank you for having me. It's very exciting.
Well, it's my pleasure. And I, you know, like I said, when I met you initially, I thought, wow, this is really someone who I wanted to get to know and hear from and learn from. And then when I listened to your radio show last month, I was just blown away. So, tell me and share with my listeners, because they don't. Some of them may know you, but some may not. Can you share your story about how you got into, or how you made the shift from your previous life in biology and everything you were doing in that industry to your metaphysical studies?
Oh, sure, I'd be very happy to. You know, for me, I'm a perpetual student. I always want to know how things work. And ever since I was a young child, I always had big questions about, you know, why are we here and what is, you know, what does God want for me and what's my purpose in life? But at the same time, I wanted to know, how does everything work? You know, how does the world work? So I always loved science. So that's how I started. I wanted to become a scientist. Actually, I wanted to be an animal behaviorist, and I went and studied that. And it was a wonderful experience. I studied all the sciences. I studied biology, psychology, physics, chemistry, you name it, I did that. And I was very lucky to have the chance to work as a research assistant. And in doing that, we worked with some electronics and to control the experiments. And I found I got really interested in that, and I thought that was really cool. And I started to fall in love with technology. And so I moved into electrical engineering, and because I wanted to learn more about the technology. I still love it. I think it's wonderful. But also, you know, there's that engineering aspect to it, which also explains kind of how things work as well in terms of physics and so on. So that kind of fueled my satisfaction for learning more and how the world works and how things work. But, you know, the thing that was always there that science and engineering didn't answer were sort of the things that were beyond scientific fact. You know, that's where the metaphysics came in and the mysticism, and I thought that was really cool. So I've always studied that as well, kind of on the side.
Yes.
You know, and that was interesting to me as well. But, you know, but I wanted to really answer the question. How do you answer the question of, you know, these things that science doesn't answer? And that's what kind of fueled my continuing studies in metaphysics. And I learned about, I guess about 15 years ago, I was interested in spirit and angels. I thought, well, angels, everybody believes in angels. You know, what is this? You know, how, if I had an angel, wouldn't that be really cool? I could have someone by my, you know, the spirit by my side, the angel to help me. And when I needed help and, you know, help me know things that maybe other people didn't know. And so I learned how to do automatic angel writing, which is where you get messages from your angels and you write them down.
So tell my listeners about that process, because some may not know.
Sure.
About that?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What would you do exactly to do your angel writing?
Well, the wonderful thing about connecting to angels is really you're making the connection within yourself, and you're allowing your psyche, so to speak, to connect to your subconscious. And one of the ways you can do that is through, you trigger it by asking a question, and then allow thoughts and feelings and whatever pops up to come up. And in this case, you can ask a question of your angels and then allow the answer to come up in your mind, whatever pops up, the first thing that pops up in your head. And usually, you know, they're words, and they'll come and you just write down the word. And whatever it might be a sentence, it might be a one word or two words or three words, and you just start writing.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first did this, I thought, well, all the, you know, it's just going to be garbage that comes out. But I'll try it anyway. But, you know, what the heck? And I started to write one word and then another and, you know, then a couple words. And when I looked at it, it was, like, amazing. I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe that it actually makes sense. And the answers that I was getting was, you know, quite profound. It was really exciting to me.
Now, were you writing?
That's how you do it.
Okay, that sounds pretty simple. Were you writing with your dominant hand or non-dominant hand, or does it matter?
I was actually, for me, it doesn't matter. You know, I know that some methods they say to use your non-dominant hand, but I use my dominant hand. Actually, I started to do it on the computer because I type faster than I can write, and my writing is really bad.
Okay, so it's not so much
maybe I kind of use it both hands.
Both hands. Okay, so it's not so much the actual writing, it's just sitting down and, like you say, either typing it out or just doing just writing it manually.
Just, yeah, you know what you're doing? You're taking dictation.
Right.
You're putting yourself into that spot. And this is what I teach people, how to connect to their inner voice, to connect and get their intuition going and connect to their angels, is you pose a question, and then you wait for the answer. But you got to wait for the answer this way, so you don't get your ego in the way. You don't, and so you can't second guess it. I always say, when you ask a question that you don't know the answer to, but you really want to know the answer to, you pause. So, for example, if you need to go to the bathroom, and you want to know where the bathroom is. You really don't know where it is, but you ask somebody, and you pause and you wait for the answer, and you're all ears.
Mm-hmm.
And in that moment, something will pop up. So that's what you have
like
to do.
Like a porta potty?
Question. Yeah, right. Exactly. It'll just appear.
It'll just appear.
There,
exactly.
I've got the answer. It magically appeared.
So I agree with you. You know, oftentimes we are so dogmatic about, you know, give me a sign or give me an answer, and, you know, universe, tell me, I want to know. And then I think it's in our hurriedness or busyness where we miss a lot of the really subtle clues, don't we?
Absolutely. I think, and also we're second-guessing. We're always using our what I call our left brain, which is where our logic is, our analytical mind is, or probably where our, you might even say our ego is. It's always judging. It's always trying to second-guess. And you want to get out of that. You don't want to, you know, if you want to hear your message, then you have to quiet that. So that you can hear those things that come up and notice the signs and the things that come by you.
So how do you personally quiet, how do you quiet your ego or quiet that inner voice that often is distracting you? Or
I think what helps a lot is, and I again, this is something that you'll hear from a lot of people who teach you how to connect to your intuition, is to meditate. Now, when I'm getting a message, I'm not meditating, but what the meditation does is it trains your mind to be able to stop and to be able to come back to a center point and to be more still, not totally still, because you can never shut everything off. But that way you're actually training yourself to have control over your mind. Otherwise, your mind's running all over the place. I have a client who told me once that her mind is going so much all the time that when she's doing her errands and she's going from point A to point B, she doesn't even know when she gets there, she doesn't even know how she got there because her mind is running so much that she doesn't even remember the trip. So we want to get out of that. We want to get into the state of being able to be present. And so that's the
path. I agree with you, and I think the key is to quiet the conscious thinking mind, right, so that you can then access other parts of your brain and other parts of your intuition. Now, meditation, I personally have a challenge with. It's really difficult for me to sit and try to quiet my mind. But what I noticed is if I'm doing something like, for instance, I'll tell my brain to work on to solve a problem for me, or if I'm, you know, if I'm drilling down into a concept for a book that I'm writing or a speech that I'm giving, I will then focus my thoughts on having that idea expand, and then I'll do something like I'll pick up a magazine and flip through the pages. So my eyes are focused on the images that I'm seeing, but it's allowing for my brain to receive the information that I was wanting. So is that kind of the same thing that you're referring to?
Oh, that's perfect. That's a perfect way to do it. And there are other ways you can. And what you're describing is the putting your mind in a state of where you're actually accessing the creative side of you. It's visual. It's abstract. It's almost in a dream, daydream state. And that's a good state to be in to pick up those messages. And, you know, and they say, and that's the side of the brain, which is the left side of the brain. The right side of the brain that's more abstract, more creative, and seems to be much more connected to your intuition and to, the connection to spirit than the left side. So that's a perfect way to do it. And yeah, I have a lot of students who have difficulty with meditating, but they still are able to access their psychic messages and their intuition through practice. And but that's a wonderful way to do it. I love that.
Thank you. And that's it. It's a muscle, isn't it? It's like you just say, through practice. And,
totally.
And I agree with you. I think the more that someone exercises that muscle, the stronger it gets, the easier it is to hear the communication. So, you know, let's talk about your background is very scientific, and yet your interests or what really drives you, from what I understand, is knowing more about tapping into your intuitive abilities and receiving guidance and information. Now, do you do that because it's way easier than just trying to struggle through life on your own?
Well, you know, again, it goes back to, you know, what is it all about? What, you know, why are we here? What does God want from me? And from what I understand is that if you really want to know what the divine has in store for you, wants you to do, what your higher self wants you to do, you have to connect to that. You have to connect within, because that's how your higher self talks to you, and that's where you get divine guidance. So what better place to go to find out where you need to go in life and what it is that's best for you than to tap into your own inner divine guidance? So to me, that's always been the best place to go. I think, you know, we learn a lot about how to get through life and how to do the right thing, go out and get a job, or get, you know, go to school, get a job. And those are kind of logistics. But then to really, I think, have a full and happy life is to get into that zone, to get into the connection with your higher self and with the universe and with spirit, to see where it is that you're supposed to go, you know, and fulfill that passion, that role.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And have you found a simple way to do that? Like, do you have a real easy go-to way that you just know gets you there?
You know, I don't know if there's one easy way. I think the key is to remember spirit, and to remember that we have a spirit within us, and that we have the ability to, everybody has this ability. I'm not any different from anybody else. I wasn't, you know, I didn't start as a child being seeing spirits and things. You know, I learned how to do this. I learned how to connect and through practice. But to answer your question, I think you have to remember. You have to remember, oh, you know, I can ask for guidance. Oh, I can send somebody love and well wishes and, you know, and give them my energy. And that's healing, you know. So to remind yourself, because we're so trained in this Western world to be very scientific and very logical all the time, that we forget that there is another side of us that we have, as you said, we've forgotten. We just ignore it. So I think that's really the key thing. And then there's so many different ways that everybody can learn to get their messages or connect to spirit or get their own divine guidance. It might be through learning how to be more intuitive. It might be working with you and the way you approach finding your passion. It might be energy healing. It might be everyday spirituality. Whatever works for you, many different ways. But you have to remember, that's the key thing. That's the one thing.
That's it, isn't it? And I think you said something so profound. You have to ask.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like that's the key. They can't intervene because of free will, which is another law of the universe. The angels or our guides cannot intervene unless we truly ask for their assistance.
Right, and that's the great thing, because, you know, who wants to, you know, some of us would like to be told, but, you know, a lot, I think most of us and even our egos say, no, I want to make my own choices. But then it's better if it's your own choice, because then it becomes your experience, your life,
mm-hmm.
and then you feel like you really own it, and, you know, that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. Yeah, a powerful thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Lisa, we have quite a few callers here in the queue. Can we take one or two callers right now?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, let's see who this is. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Melanie. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you? 2 days in a row, how nice.
Yes, for you, always. Just really wanted to say hi to Lisa. And also, hi, Jaden.
Hi, Melanie.
Some tips. I've been working with Lisa, and we just sort of, the synchronicity of the law of attraction. I've been having a tough time financially recently, so I would love a way, because I know the law of attraction and keeping good vibration up and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But what would be your advice as to where to start? You know, I have ups and downs, of course, but just to try to keep an even keel. And
Melanie, do you have a specific thing in mind, or is it just regarding your entire finances?
Oh, no, I have a specific goal at this point. I had to close a business and I'd like to open another. And
okay.
But this time I'll need to ask for, you know, I need to basically form a plan and ask for investors to invest in my idea and concept.
Okay.
So while I have faced myself, the rest of it is just like a wall of fear, you know?
Yeah. Well, I pulled a card from my Manifesting Wealth and Wisdom deck, and Lisa, you see what you come up with too, but the card that I drew for you was intuition. And how interesting, because that's really what we were talking about, the importance of following your inner guidance. So let me read this to you really quickly. It says, the universe is reminding you to follow your inner guidance since it is right on the money.
Oh.
You are receiving accurate information. The only question is, are you following it?
Okay, thank you.
So does that resonate? Have you been kind of getting...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think, you know, as far as your fear part is, there's something underneath, you know, you're going through all the steps, and you know that this is the next big one for you. And what I'm sensing is, you know, we put a lot into that. I know that myself, you know, when it's like, okay, I'm getting ready now for this. This is going to be the next big thing I'm going to do. It's going to be the thing. And when we put that, you know, we think it's the end all, and then we get into the state of fear, like, oh, I've got to make it all right. If I don't make it all right, then you know, my dream is going to be gone. And then we forget that that it's a process, and that
mm-hmm.
we move through things in steps, and that we learn along the way. And one of the things you can do with the law of attraction is you can set out the intention and attract the next steps for you to take, so that it's not all on your shoulders, that the universe is there helping you. The universe is in partnership with you to manifest what it is you want. And that'll help, I believe, take away some of the fear.
Thank you. Yes.
Awesome. And, you know, Lisa, what you said really does hold true, and everyone can take counsel of that, is that, you know, if you have in your mind that something is, you're putting it as the thing, it puts a lot of pressure on you, you know, spiritually, financially, even physically on your body. So I like what Lisa said, and that is just allow for the process to unfold. You know, watch as things come to you. And then go with your intuition in terms of what feels right, because you'll know.
Mm-hmm.
And then just forget the rest, right? Like, just take the pressure off. So, but Melanie, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks, Melanie.
Bye-bye.
Lisa, good advice. So, thank you.
That intuition thing was so key. And what I think is fun about the intuition part is that, you know, it becomes like... It becomes an adventure, because it's like, okay, I'm not in this alone. Let's go through it. And, you know, universe, I know I put it out there and I feel good about it. Show me what the next thing is. And then it becomes like a treasure hunt. And so, you know, an article comes by in the magazine. It's like, and it grabs your attention, like, ooh, what is that?
Yeah.
And you start to read. And it's like, my gosh, this is the perfect thing. And
yeah,
that's the exciting part. And that leads you to the next thing.
The treasure hunt. What a great visual. I really like that.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's solid. The thing that I share with people is just experiment. You know, look at everything as a big experiment, because then there's no right or wrong moves. You know, there's just a matter of, well, what's working and what's not, and, you know, forget what doesn't work and go with what does. So
yes.
Let's take another caller. This is fun.
Sure.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Hold on 1 second. Let's see who... This is here. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Did I lose this person? Hello? I don't hear anyone. Okay. If you can hear us, call back, because we can't hear you. All right. Let's see who this is here. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Lisa, if you can hear me, please call back, because we can't hear you. Thank you. Let's see. Okay. Wow. Well, that was easy.
Well, you know what you can do? Yeah. It
that was one of the easiest calls we've had.
Yeah. You know, I think what's really exciting about this work is that it can be an adventure. And I think one of the things that, you know, everyday spirituality can bring for you is that it doesn't always have to be all on your shoulders. And teaching you about faith and trust and how you can get that to work in your life. And as you take those steps forward and you get your signs and you get your messages and things pop up for you, you're attracting just the next step or the right thing to move yourself forward in the things you want, your desires, things you want to manifest. It's very exciting, and that builds your trust. Then you start saying, wow, you know, this really is happening. And it melts away the doubt, and the doubt is what, you know, stops things.
Absolutely.
So I think it's great.
Yeah, and at the same time, you're building your confidence, right? Because then, you know, well, if I'm doing XYZ and it's getting results, then I can continue to move forward in the direction because it's working.
Totally, it's working. And I think just the way that you and I connected to me was a manifestation as well. You know, some of the things I've been thinking about was like, all right, how do I expand? How do I reach other people? And, you know, and at the same time, I'm sure many people out there, I'm always looking for the solution for, not solution, but what is my life's purpose? What is it that I'm supposed to do? And, you know, I know some of the work that you do helps people find that, and I think that's wonderful. So it's really great. I'm sure there are things out there that you've got that can help me as well. So, you know, it all comes back. You're taking the steps, and when it happens, and the treasures start coming, and it's very exciting, very, very exciting. This is exciting.
Yeah, and I noticed, you know, when we are able to get past sort of our needs, I call them our little needs, you know, like, oh, my bills, my this, my that, and get beyond to a mindset of being of service and being of genuine help and support to others, I think that is one of the biggest keys when it comes to law of attraction, because then it truly, whatever you're putting out, you're getting back. So if you're putting out the mindset of, I'm going to help others, I'm going to serve others, then in return, and you probably find this as well, it's like all of your needs get taken care of. Has that been your experience too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think, and that's something I think that we all have to kind of learn, which is the giving part. Some people are great givers and they give too much. But, you know, sometimes when even people who are like that you get burned, you know, because not everybody is so nice in giving back or you know, we run into experiences that aren't as pleasant. But I have found that when I am giving from my heart, and oftentimes particularly the things that I feel inspired to give, it comes back. It comes back many times. And
that's the interesting thing, you know. The key is to give it and don't expect it to come back from a certain source, right?
Yes,
just
absolutely.
Be open, you know, because that energy will come back. Speaking of coming back, we have a caller who came back. Let's see who this is.
Okay.
Let's see. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Maybe they came back and went away. By the way, this is the Wealth and Wisdom Hour. You're listening to Lisa Koh and Jaden Sterling. Thought I'd put that in there because we haven't said that in a while.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get – oh, and callers, I have an 800 number if you'd like to call in. That number is area code 877-633-9454. I'm not sure if that works for our Canadian callers, but if it doesn't, try area code 626-231-0306. Again, 626-231-0306, and Lisa and I will be happy to answer your question. So, Lisa, let's get back to a little more of the science behind the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
I know you studied a lot of this, and, in fact, you had a whole radio show on this yesterday, didn't you, when you talked about law of attraction. Did you get into the actual science and the workings of it?
We gave a nice introduction to Law of Attraction. So if people are interested in kind of like the general steps of how to do it, you can go listen to that show. But I saved the science for this show.
Oh, wonderful.
So we can get into that.
All right.
That's really cool. I love that stuff.
But share with people where they can go to hear that show, because I'm sure it was amazing.
Oh, it's pretty easy. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/LMK88. Those are my initials, LMK88. And the show is called Between Heaven and Earth, and all the archives are there, so you can go back and listen to every show we've done, which we've done for the last 4 years. And we have a group of great listeners out there, and so I invite everybody to come who's new and listen in. And
yeah.
You can also listen to the archives that are available. I also have an iPhone app or an Android app, and you can download that for free. If you go to my website, it's lmk88.com, and there's a link there, and all the radio shows are there, and people love it because then they can just listen to one after the other if they're driving or doing the dishes or whatever. So
good for you. That's terrific. Yeah, and
hey,
I love
technology, right?
We love
technology.
Is my thing. Absolutely, I highly recommend everyone checks it out because her shows are terrific, and you'll learn a lot. Okay, so let's get back to, as we promised everyone, the science behind.
Science.
Yeah, talk
science.
To me.
It's all about energy.
It is, isn't it?
The thing. And I'm sure if you're familiar with other teachings in metaphysics, it goes back to energy. But, the quick thing about energy is energy is in everything. You can't create it or destroy it. It just changes form. And science has discovered that everything is made up of energy, even solid things. And that, goes again back to Einstein's equation, E=mc². E is energy, equals mass, times a constant. And the constant is C, which is the speed of light squared. So it's just a number.
Mm-hmm.
So energy equals mass. And mass is your body, and the things, the chair that you sit on. But energy is also thought.
Mm-hmm.
And again, remember that energy cannot be created nor destroyed. It only changes form. So that therefore, it can be seen that your thoughts can create things. And that's kind of, if you get into metaphysics, that's what they say, all that is, that's what God is. God is consciousness. And God has created things through this consciousness, through the transformation. So when you get down to the law of attraction, energy, in this case, law of attraction uses the law that energy in energy, like attracts like. So the energy of positive thinking, or it doesn't even have to be positive. It could be positive or negative. Whatever it is that the energy that you're giving out is going to attract the same thing.
Yes.
So people who are very positive and up and you're attracted to them and because they make you feel good. But they only seem to have good things happen to them. Just like you, Jaden, you're so positive and up. Were you always a positive up person?
Well, I that's my nature.
Exactly. That's your nature.
Yeah. But,
wonderful things have come to you as well, right?
They have. I've been very blessed. Not to say that I haven't gone through difficult times, like I shared at the beginning of the show. We all do.
Yes.
But what I noticed in that time, whether, I'm having a difficult time or happy-go-lucky time, is that I always remind myself that I am the one who has the power to change that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, we're really at the center of our experiences, and we are responsible for what we attract, whether it's, what some people term, quote, good or, quote, bad. Whatever that is to them, we are still at the center of it. So I like to see things as, if something challenging happens, I really look for the opportunity. I've developed the the mindset that whatever is happening to me, there's two sides to that. You know, so if it's a challenging time, and oftentimes I'm sure you're hearing from your clients too that people are, you know, if they're losing their job, it may be the fact that the universe said, okay, it's time for you to start your own business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's a whole other side to whatever is happening to us. We just have to put ourselves, I believe, firmly in the driver's seat and say, all right, I can do something about this. You know, I have the ability. I certainly have the guidance, right? You have the help in the spiritual realm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, we're
so
co-creators, right?
We are.
I love that term. We're co-creators. And the good thing about co-creation is that, sure, you have the ability to change things, but you also don't have 100% of the responsibility to make everything happen, right? You can work with all that is and the creator to help you get to where you need to be as well. So, but we are, you know, we are working with the universe to make things happen. And we have free will, as you said. We make the choices, which is great.
It is great. And I think that the more advancements made in science and technology, you know, the more that we can understand how we are physically wired to receive whatever it is we desire. And you and I had a wonderful conversation last night about how our body is physically wired, although I noticed we only have about 3 minutes left in the show. So would you please come back on at some point and we can...
Yes,
we can,
I would love to.
Good. We'll continue this conversation. And but it, you know, real quickly as we wrap things up, can you share, like, with your teachings, and I know that you really help people go within themselves to find that place of peace and stillness and also tap into their intuition. What would be a sort of a closing comment or thought that you can share with people that they can leave and go, wow, that was impactful?
Oh, that's a tall order.
And you have 32 seconds now.
I think the key thing, it all boils down to who are we? You know, what is it life all about? And we are spirit, and we're part of all that is. We're part of God. And to remember that that's within us and that we have it within us all the time, that we can always tap into that. And God wanted it to be that way. The universe works that way. And that's why all these magical things happen, because we do have that connection.
Mm-hmm.
So just remember that it is there. And everybody can do it. Everybody can do this. Everybody can get divine guidance. There's no exception.
That's the neat thing to remember, that you're right, there are no exceptions to that, that it is truly a matter of first believing that you can, right? Because as long as you're believing you can, then you'll start taking the steps to attract that guidance. And you know, I like to think of that guidance as being the, you know, the big eye in the sky that sees everything around us, everything that happens to us, and also sees where the direction that we can go in order to manifest whatever we desire, you know. So that's why I say, if we can firmly put ourselves back in the driver's seat and, okay, yeah, I may be going through a tough time now, but this isn't who I am. I'm not going to let this define who I am. You know, I'm all about greatness and wonderful, happy experiences in life. So I think, you know, let's just leave our listeners with that to remember the greatness they have inside of them and that divine connection, and everyone can make that connection.
Yes, absolutely. And you don't have to be afraid in life that you have that with you. That's
Lisa, where can people find you again? Would you say your website?
Yeah, my website is www.lmk88.com. Those are my initials, lmk88.com. And that's the best way to reach me. I'm always online. I'm on Facebook. And I have a Facebook page for my radio show. It's facebook.com/betweenheavenandearth. So that's easy.
That is easy, terrific, and I can be reached at www.thewealthquest.com. Please email me, or, you know, just start a dialogue and let me know who you are and what's happening in your life, and I'll see how I can help. And I know Lisa is very much the same. So Lisa, bless you. You're fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much. You too. Thanks for having me on the show. It was a pleasure.
It was my pleasure as well, and I look forward to having you back on. And everyone, have a terrific week. I will see you in 2 weeks, same place, same time. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.